On today's Part of My Take, we have Uncle Brent Musburger still in Vegas. We are stuck here for another day. We're doing great. We have a full recap of the Mayweather-McGregor fight. We were in attendance. It was a great time. We have Who's Back of the Week, Mount Rushmore of hungover foods, because we are all very hungover, and maybe a special bonus Mount Rushmore. Before we get started, I wanted to give you guys a little deal here for you. Omaha Steaks, Labor Day is coming up. It's the end of the summer. It's not the end of the grilling season. You can grill all fall as well. And with Omaha Steaks, they're here to give you a great deal on some of the best meat out there. I'm going to give you a deal. You're going to put it in right now. The listeners, this exclusive package is only $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, type in pardon in the search bar, and choose your Omaha Steaks skillets meal. Again, visit omahasteaks.com and enter code pardon in the search bar to get all these exclusive things: steak au poivre, chicken piccata, Asian pepper steak, tempura orange chicken, Indian curry chicken, Moroccan beef with couscous, plus four free Omaha Steak burgers, four free gourmet jumbo Franks. Do it all right now. Get this meal package with the promo code PARDON, $49.99. Do it from our friends at Omaha Steaks. Let's go. Ad episode. Reading is not easy right now. Cut this, Hank. Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Monday, August 28th. There's only one Conor McGregor,
and there's no fighter better.
And he's gonna knock out Floyd Mayweather. So Floyd, watch out. The Irish are coming. You can talk all you want, but you'll do nothing. And that is the song we sang all Saturday night.
That is the song of the summer.
Yeah, to watch McGregor fight for three rounds, then get knocked out by Floyd Mayweather. We are still in Vegas. We are hobbled.
Yeah.
Hurt, not injured.
We're playing hurt.
Yeah, a little hurt.
That we're pretty much like on the average of people in Vegas right now, our level of hangover.
I woke up Sunday morning, and I just started screaming because I thought we had missed our flight, not realizing that we actually, our flight's on Monday, so we had a whole extra day in Vegas. And it's been quite the day, just for trying to recoup.
I literally woke up, the first words I said, I just opened my eyes and I just went, oh no.
Yeah.
Because I could feel my body at that point. And I was like, this is going to be one of those days.
Yeah, Hank, you're doing good, right?
No.
Yeah,
no,
Hank was playing blackjack till 8 in the morning. So we are here to recap Mayweather-McGregor. It was a fucking scene. I've never I've obviously been to Vegas a bunch. I'm sure a lot of people have been to Vegas a bunch. Vegas on a huge fight weekend is on a different level. It was a zoo. There was people everywhere, celebrities. I must have walked by Kenyon Martin like 45 times. It wasn't even anything new.
Kenyon Martin is like Freddie Mitchell was in Philadelphia, just like popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Kenyon Martin was literally like popping out of bushes, just like nodding his head at us. We got some really good exclusive interviews at the fight as well. We're gonna get to those in a little bit.
Yes.
But just stay tuned for that if you like Reggie Miller.
The actual fight, though, it was. Like, after the fight, I was like, okay, that was better than I thought it would be. But then I started thinking about it. I was like, Floyd was never actually in trouble. Like, Conor threw he tried to throw some big punches, but Floyd knew exactly what he was doing the whole time. He's like, I'm going to play defense for a few rounds, and then he's going to get gassed, which he did, and he knocked him out. And I know it's a controversial knockout, but, like, McGregor was done.
He was
out on his feet.
McGregor was not going to win the fight, but there's a chance that he wasn't going to lose the fight right there.
Yeah, I mean, he was done. And I feel like those MMA, they let him go. MMA, they basically let you throw like 17 elbows to your skull before they stop a fight.
I love the official. I love the ref in this game in that boxing match. It was the guy was letting him get away with like hitting him in the back of the head.
The frat boxing.
Yeah, exactly.
Rabbit punches.
Yeah, just hitting him in the base of the skull. I like that. There's not enough of that in boxing, I think.
It was more exciting than any Mayweather fight I think I've ever seen, just because everyone was like hyped for Conor McGregor and he was throwing some big punches. But in terms of like actually looking back and thinking about it, there was not 1 second that Mayweather wasn't in complete control.
That's not true.
It absolutely is true.
No, there were a few.
He was in complete
there were some
control.
Moments in the first couple rounds where you could tell that Floyd was like, this guy's a lot better than I thought he would be.
I think he was. I don't think he ever thought McGregor was better. I think he was just more like confused by his rhythm and the fact that he wasn't a natural fighter. But I don't honestly think this is Mayweather. I mean, he's 50-0, the greatest of all time. He's in the conversation. Is he the GOAT?
Is he the GOAT? We need to start having GOAT conversations.
But seriously, like, this guy, all he does is win, and he's not the flashiest. He usually wins with defense. But either way, I walked away from the fight being like, I was happy that it went as long as it did, and it was more entertaining than I think a lot of people expect. I obviously wanted McGregor to win. We were singing that fucking song, which was awesome.
Well, it's great. A song is the easiest way to incept somebody with an idea.
Right.
If you make a catchy enough song, you can get me to do anything.
Yes. And the Irish love to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked out of the fight, and we were just saying, hard work!
Dedication!
Hard work!
It's easy work.
Easy work. Easy work. We also, Michael Rapaport, the cat killer, was kind enough to give us tickets, and we got to live the life of like a C-minus celebrity.
Yeah, that's about right.
So we sat next to Barry Pepper, the Nazi, or the sniper from
the Nazi
Saving Private Ryan.
Nazi killer.
Yeah, we sat in front of Phil Hellmuth, not to brag.
Mm-hmm. Across from Jay Farrow.
Jerry Farrow. So it was like we were just hanging with all the C-listers. LeBron had like not great seats.
He was like fifth or sixth row. Yeah.
Yeah. So
very, very embarrassing.
But it was crazy.
Robert Kraft was sitting like 10th row.
Yeah. So,
Get your mans. Who's mans, Hank? The one thing I don't like about what happened last night was the world will never get to see Conor McGregor's victory speech that he had planned.
Yeah, that would.
I don't know what he would have said, but it would have been
you
amazing.
Fucking idiots.
I couldn't understand a word that he was saying in his post match. Yeah.
We also PFT and I also were the ultimate Vegas suckers. So when we walked to Vegas, everyone's like, "Wow, look at these guys! We're going to take all their money." Mm-hmm. We walked into the arena, and the beer guy on the outside was like, beer sales are closing in 10 minutes. This was like 8:45, and we were already had been drinking a little, and we're like, oh, fuck. So then we went and bought like 8 drinks.
Yeah,
and
4 doubles.
Then we realized that was just a complete lie, and it's Vegas, and beer sales never end.
Yeah. Beer sales have been going on ever since Las Vegas was a town.
Yeah, and then that.
They've got like 120 consecutive years of open alcohol sales here.
All right, let's get to our who's back. Before we do that, like we said, LeBron had bad seats. You know who had good seats? Our boss, Dave Portnoy, because he used SeatGeek. SeatGeek has the best tickets to every event. You're looking for NFL, you're looking for college football. We got MLB playoffs coming up. Everything, not just that, not just sports, concert, comedy, theater tickets. You can get it all at SeatGeek. You can purchase with fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence, and they'll give you the best deal possible in the stadium. So for all of our listeners right now, go download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, promo code TAKE for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Download the SeatGeek app right now, put in that promo code TAKE, promo code T-A-K-E, and you will get $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. All right, who's back? Who wants to start? Whoops wants to start.
Hank.
Okay, Hank. Hank is dead behind the eyes.
Tell you what, I'll go ahead, Hank.
I'll start. No, I forgot about who's back. I just searched on Twitter. I said, who's back? And
you're crowdsourcing who's that?
Fashion illustration is back in vogue.
Oh.
Well, did it ever leave?
According to Fashion Textile Museum. So,
I've been a fashion illustration guy for years now.
What does that mean?
You draw pictures of chicks.
Like, you draw pictures of, like, dresses?
Yeah.
Or of chicks, yeah.
Well, fashion is illustration.
Pretty
yeah,
cool.
Oh yeah, that's a picture cool. of a dress. Right. Oh, cool.
I knew it was gone.
I didn't know what it is.
Back,
it's like it looks like the Take On Me video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So, AHA is back.
Cool. All right, PFT, what do you got?
Oh, go ahead.
That was a really good one.
Good job.
Thanks, guys.
Very relatable. I got two. First one is the word defense.
I had some great ones, like, I thought of over the weekend, and I just forgot them all.
Yeah, this was not a weekend
like, there
for
was multiple
holding
times,
thoughts in your brain.
There was multiple times this weekend where, like, something came into my head. I was like, oh, it'd be a great who's
You have
back.
To write yeah. that down immediately. Yeah. That's how my life has gone these last, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. If I don't write something down the first 5 seconds I think it, I'll never think
yeah,
it again.
Yeah, I make you write stuff down for me.
Yep.
And we were at In-N-Out, and I said to Hank, we were sitting there, and I was like, you know, it'd be a great idea? And then it was just silence. And I was like, yeah, I got nothing else. Like, yeah. I thought I had a great idea, but it was about nothing.
All right. So my first who's back of the week is the word defensed.
Okay.
It's a word that's only used during football season by announcers. You'll never hear anybody ever say, like, if you go to court to like act as your own attorney, mm-hmm. no one's going to be like, that guy defensed himself.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Floyd Mayweather defends
himself. Floyd Mayweather is the greatest defensive fighter
yes.
of all time.
Okay.
But during football season, you hear it all the time. That cornerback defensed a pass.
Okay.
And I love it. My second Who's Back of the Week is the NFL ticket exchange commercial where they get like Mike Shanahan to dress up undercover and meet somebody in public. And he's like, hey, I'm Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
It's the most bizarre commercial of all time. But I was thinking that it would just be great. It's like the song, do you like Pina Coladas for football coaches?
Yeah. And also to piggyback on that, the other commercial that's back is like whenever they do the football is family and it's just some shitty family. It's like, oh, this woman moved or mm-hmm. and like her dad sent her like a jersey. And then,
yeah.
and then the guy husband walks in like, this is a Dolphins household.
Yeah. And the family.
Like, wow, football really is family.
The family is made up of like somebody from every single different race.
Yeah.
And they also like all random teams across
yeah.
the country.
Yeah. Football's family.
Yeah, that's America.
Yeah, we're all shitheads. We were for different teams.
Mm-hmm. We all hate each other because our football teams are different.
All right. My Who's Back. I have two as well. I can't believe no one did this. Blake Bortles is back.
Oh,
QB1, baby.
But I had that one.
We brought QB1. Him back. No, but he was not. He was not QB1 on Thursday night. We spin zoned him Thursday night.
Okay.
So he is QB1 for the season. All you haters out there. Yes, I said
of which there are many.
Of which there are many. Blake Bortles, QB1, Jacksonville Jaguars. Write it down.
Yeah. Chad Henne as your backup is actually the best insurance policy because he's the ultimate player that a coach will be like, oh, Chad Henne, he was good like at Michigan a while.
Oh, yeah, let's watch some
tape.
I'll
roll the dice on him.
Yeah.
And then you put him in, you're like, oh, yeah, it's Chad Henne.
Yeah, Chad Henne's tape from like mop-up duty in week 17 against like the Lions. You're like, oh, Chad Henne could be okay.
He had a couple good like half seasons on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So recapture that magic.
My other Who's Back is a guy who complains about fantasy injuries, but about doing his draft before the end of week 3 preseason. So mm-hmm. Julian Edelman, Cameron Meredith, both out for the year with
ACL tears are back.
Yes, ACL tears are back. Mm-hmm. But the guy who's like, oh, I drafted Julian Edelman last week and now he's out. This is bullshit. Hey, how about just not doing the draft before week 3 when all the starters play their most amount of time in a preseason game?
Or just how about being a regular American and putting off your draft until the very, very last minute
Wednesday
just
night.
Because you're lazy?
Yes, Wednesday
That's
night's
what I
my
do.
Favorite.
High school football is also back.
High school football high never school left. Incorrect.
Grad party season's over.
There was one week where we didn't have high school football.
Shout out the intern that shall not be named. All right, let's get to our Mount Rushmore. Oh, by the way. Quick shout out to MGM Grand for hooking us up all weekend and the Play MGM app, which I'm not, like, it was awesome because you basically, if you've been to Vegas, you know the worst is sleeping in too much and not getting like the time zones right and missing action or just like spacing on the start time. But with the Play MGM app, we were just like, we were basically at the sports book wherever we were. We were betting games everywhere.
I was a gambler on the go this week.
Yeah.
And it was really easy to do.
It's awesome. All right, let's go Mount Rushmore of hungover foods because we're all hungover. Hank, why don't you start and redeem yourself here?
Redeem myself?
For the
fashion illustration.
Mount Rushmore. Oh,
yeah.
Who's back?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't talking about
for fashion industry.
My Mount Rushmores. My number one is steak and cheese.
Great one. Okay. Let me ask you this. What kind of cheese you get on there?
American.
You get Wawa?
Yeah. Or cheddar.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Whiz Wit?
I go Whiz. Whiz or American.
No, that's disgusting.
Whiz Wit?
You know, Whiz is basically American cheese that's melted.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much the same thing.
Philly trash. My number two is
called swimming pool, Hank.
Microwave pizza.
Mm.
Like, I mean, this might just be me, but like at my house at home, there would always be like a shitload of microwave pizza. So if I was hungover, I could eat like 10 boxes of like
bagel bites.
Bagel bites.
The Red Barons.
Anything that you can just like whip in the like Hot Pockets.
Ooh, Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets are, I mean, not Jim Gaffigan said. I mean, they're diarrhea in a sleeve.
Well, that and
like,
also.
You just eat them and then you're just instantly sick.
They're too hot.
Yeah.
They're too hot all
also
the time.
Also too. Well, that's, yeah. I mean, that's every food because we're idiots.
Yeah. Just put in there for 3 minutes. I don't care what it is.
All right.
Brown cinnamon sugar Pop-Tarts.
Ooh.
Okay.
Very, very specific.
Heat them up in the toaster.
Okay.
Wait till they
Why
come
Why do I call them Pop-Tarts?
I don't know, because they pop up out of that microwave.
Out of
the microwave, yeah.
And then my number four is chicken fried rice.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
All right.
That was a very underwhelming Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Feel really bad about
don't know,
that one.
Don't know if people are going to like that one. Yeah.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I'll go ahead. All right, my first one is a good old-fashioned bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah.
A little sandwich, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you like it
bagel,
when
yeah.
yolk's a little runny,
yep.
too?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of runny yolk, I'm going to go with my next one, which is hamburger with a little egg on it. That is real good. Hank, don't do this.
Hank, you're too young.
You're being dumb. You're being dumb.
No, so Hank gets salty when you point out that we whooped his ass in Mount Rushmore last week.
Which is factually incorrect.
Okay, so a little hamburger with bacon on it is delicious. Mm-hmm. My third one is another more beer. So we just have a little more beer.
When you say, let me back you up to hamburger, no cheese?
You can do, I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, sure, cheese.
So basically you gave
a bacon, egg, and cheese.
A bacon, egg, and cheese, and then add a beef patty
correct.
To it.
Okay. Correct, yeah. Hmm. More beer is number three.
Yep.
Just a little more,
not
you
a
know.
Food.
Yeah. No, got it. No, it is. No, it's yeast is a food.
Yeah, actually, Hank, if you do some research on the Middle Ages, when monks used to fast, they would drink like four beers a day.
Yeah.
And they could live for like
and that's how they got breasts. Yeah, that's how they got breasts, thanks to Billy Football. And then my last one, I mean, you kind of stole it, Hank, but I'm gonna go with the whole thing. Just a big Chinese food order. And I'm talking.
So you just went for an entire food group.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you order Chinese food by yourself, by the way, when you're hungover and you are under like $75, you're doing it wrong. Because what you need to do when you're hungover and you're ordering Chinese food is you order every single thing that you might just want a little taste of. And then you have leftovers for the entire week.
It's also great when the delivery man comes to your door and he gives you like six things for like six utensil packs and you're just ordering for yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Yeah, no, this will be fine. Yeah,
I hand the other five back to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you miscalculated, sir.
All right, PFT, you go.
Okay, first one is pho. This is also just on my Mount Rushmore of hangover cures.
Yeah.
But I had pho today. I went downstairs by
myself.
You're
a big soup guy.
I dined on soup alone, and it was delicious.
It actually makes me uncomfortable how big of a soup guy you
are. Huge soup. Biggest soup guy I know, actually.
Yeah. You always get stinky soups.
I like eating my soup after my dinner. It fills in all the cracks.
People in the office have been talking about your soup stinking up the joint.
Okay. My next one is just going to be a very simple one, saltines and ginger ale.
Okay.
So it's just...
I don't know about the saltines. Is that really...
Sure,
like your dry mouth already?
No, I'm just saying if you're not sure that, you know, you can keep everything down, a good intro. That's a Fisher-Price my first meal.
Yes.
On like a Sunday morning.
Yes. Maybe baby bird it to yourself.
Yeah. Chew it, spit it out.
Yeah,
and then
get a fork.
Yeah.
Put it back in.
I like to feed it to Leroy, and as he's chewing, I just put my hand in his mouth and pull it out, and then I eat it. Okay, next one, Tums.
Okay.
Yeah, Tums. Matter of fact, you want to make it like Tums cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You turned down a Tums last night.
Well, I tried to, but you wouldn't let me.
I forced you to have it.
Thank you.
Preventive care. Make sure you stay healthy before you need to go to the doctor.
Okay. Then my last one, I had Chinese food, but Big Cat took that.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with just ice cream because it's so easy.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about chewing it.
Uh-huh. And it's just like smooth and cools your core down. You know, when you get that hangover where you're like,
you're
dehydrated and you have that lava core.
Yeah, you're just sweating. You're sitting on your couch sweating. But if you have the ice cream, it cools you down more efficiently than anything else could. I was going to say a milkshake, but I think ice cream is a way to go for a dessert.
Ice cream. The other one I had on just missed the cut is chicken and waffles.
That's a good one.
Real good. Mm-hmm. A little salty, a little sweet. Mm-hmm. Feels good.
Yeah. So any food that you don't have to chew. I just looked at everything that I had.
Swallowing.
Besides the salty. My biggest pet peeve when it comes to food is that you have to chew it.
Yeah, it's true. Eventually, we're going to get to a point where we'll just be able to swallow pills. Mm-hmm. I'd assume. It's just called Beverly Hills. All right, here we go. Let's go to our interview with Brent Musburger. Before we do that, I wanted to quickly shout out DraftKings. DraftKings football is back. You've been waiting for it since February 6th. Well, guess what? We have a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's right, $1 billion with DraftKings. There are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. Go to DraftKings.com right now. Use promo code BIGCAT, that's BIGCAT, to play in the DraftKings free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code BIGCAT to play for your shot to win $1 billion week one. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. All right, here we go. Uncle Brent Musburger, we visited him at his home at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas. All right, we now welcome on our friend in the desert, recurring guest, Brent Musburger. We're actually live in the South Point Casino, so if you hear a little rumblings in the background, people are actually betting on games as we speak, watching games. Uncle Brent, great to see you.
How are you guys?
Feeling great.
Glad you put those sunglasses, but I didn't recognize you without the sunglasses.
I'm dealing with a little bit of a hangover from last night, so I'm shading the eyes
here. You haven't seen the new product that's being marketed by the Maloofs, Never Hungover?
I have not seen that.
Ooh, I like that. We're junk science guys, so we'd actually love that.
You should get that.
Is it like an IV, or do I have to drink it?
Hey, just you drink it either before or after.
Okay.
Depending. Some with caffeine, some without.
I might just replace water.
I will tell you,
it
works.
Okay.
So we are talking to you probably, what, 24 hours or less than 24 hours after the big Mayweather-McGregor fight. A spectacle that we've never seen, you know, in Vegas. We're not Vegas guys out here all that often. Was it a fight, like, have you seen a fight like that? Have you seen a spectacle like that on the Strip and the buzz that was around town?
Well, you know, there have been some events in here, and it stopped because Muhammad Ali has had some fights in here. But they were legitimate fights going in, and this was more of a spectacle happening where one guy, wild-eyed Irishman, steps over from cage fighting to take on a legitimate boxer. So the buildup was really different from what been around in previous fights. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't know what to expect. I thought Mayweather actually might cut him up early and have it stopped. Wasn't the case. I mean, McGregor had him baffled for about three rounds.
Yeah.
It was a better event than I thought it was going to be, to tell you guys the truth.
Right.
The sentiment we walked away with. We had very, very low expectations for it, but it ended up being a pretty entertaining fight overall. And there were a couple times when they were exchanging punches when Mayweather was kind of off balance a little bit. And if McGregor had caught him at just the right time, he could have knocked him down. It wasn't like beyond the realm of belief.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I did notice about McGregor, and I totally agree with you, he really didn't know how to leverage punches like a boxer. And I was laughing because a couple times he had him wrapped up from behind.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other times he had the half chop chop in the back of the head.
And
he's got to be saying to himself, hey, I could have rabbit punched him to the ground if we were inside the octagon. Okay,
right.
So it was interesting.
Did you bet the fight?
I did.
You did? What'd you take?
Mayweather at -500.
Of course.
It was all the sharp money was on Mayweather, even though at that steep of a price.
Yeah,
everyone said it was a sure thing.
Everybody at VSiN bet Mayweather, those of us who bet. And, my friend Gavin Maloof with Joe, they came down a whale away $880,000. It was over 500, about 540, something like that, to win 160. And we had him on the air, and he was great because he said, he's on his feet yelling, throw a punch, Floyd, throw a punch, you know, in the first three rounds.
Right.
It was totally dominated by the Irish.
That's one of those things where everyone, all the sharp people said, you know, this is as close to a sure thing as you get. McGregor's not going to have any chance in a boxing match against Mayweather, but I bet every single person who put that money down the first three rounds, they were a little bit nervous, just a little.
Yeah, there were more million-dollar bets on this fight, and they were all on Mayweather, than on the Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
That's
so think
crazy.
About that now.
That one guy, I think it was maybe Friday or Saturday, he put $1 million on Mayweather but didn't shop the line. He got it at like 600. Why would you do that with a million?
With that kind
dollars?
Of money?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Just open up the internet real quick and check it out.
But the best thing is about Mayweather himself. He lives south of here. There's another casino further south, the M. He and his on the way to the fight. He and his entourage stop. He walks in and he wants to bet $400,000 under 9.5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they won't take the bet because you can bet on yourself. There's no problem with that. If he'd have walked in and said, I want to put it on me at minus whatever the price
was.
But they would not take the bet, you know, and this was verified to me by a policeman who was in there and watched him come in and go up to the book. I mean, Chutzpah.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh? Yeah.
So I guess you're allowed to bet on 25
yourself. Seconds. You can. 25 seconds, he beat the under 9.5 rounds.
Wow. Hmm. Yeah. Very interesting. Huh. Unbelievable. So you can bet on yourself, but you can't do prop bets.
No, because, you know, listen, if they say, okay, yeah, go ahead, we'll give you that. Hey, he could dive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so here's the question. Here's the question. Did the ref know that Mayweather didn't get the bet in? Because he probably was told beforehand that he was going to do the bet.
I can't answer that.
And that's why he stopped the fight right when he stopped it, 25 seconds before.
It was pretty close to
with
the deal.
McGregor right on his feet. Now it's all making sense. Yep. Connecting some dots.
You ever hang out with Mayweather?
The last time I was with him, I wasn't hanging out with him. Full disclosure. I was with the Bill 80. We were over at the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame induction. Mayweather was one of the inductees. He could not have been more humble, could not have been nicer. Had his father was seated at the table, thanked him for all the help. When he's selling tickets, he's a completely different kind of personality than he is. I mean, after the fight, you saw him, he went right over to McGregor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're yelling and screaming and insensitive comments, but they're selling tickets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's a different
people.
Kind of
I think people forget how much of a showman both those guys are.
Absolutely,
and when they're really putting it on, it's basically watching theater.
McGregor was a great showman.
Great.
Yes,
I come away with great feelings about. I hope he does not go back and box again. I hope he goes back.
Here's a question: when's the rematch?
Yeah. Mayweather said that he's going to retire, but I have
Mayweather's like Kiss, like soon, the band Kiss. They do a
are they still around
tour.
Again?
Well, they retire they and then money. they do a reunion tour.
Right,
Aerosmith year.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, they're like, oh shoot, so, we ran out of money. We need some money.
So Mayweather's going to slap the face paint on and get back in there in
IRS
like 8 months.
IRS comes calling. Yeah.
Mick Jagger. Okay, I never forget when I read a story speaking of the IRS. His company, the Rolling Stones company, they sell all those T-shirts every year. It's a Dutch company. That money does not come into England, and the British are mighty pissed off about that.
Oh, yeah,
okay, they want to attack. Because can you imagine what a band like Rolling Stones, how many T-shirts a week are sold worldwide?
Yes.
I mean, Mick's tongue is on every T-shirt in Asia.
It's everywhere.
I just read today you are getting into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Is that right?
Did you read
news?
I don't know if it's like breaking news or if it's like a couple weeks old.
Is that right?
Or you're already in. You're already in.
You get old enough and
you're already in.
It's like you and Berman, right?
Yeah, we're going into something together.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Okay. Yeah. Giving you a jacket.
Thanks, mate.
You get a jacket?
I hope.
You better. Who are you going to thank in your speech?
My mother, my father, my dog.
You can thank us if you want. That's okay.
We're going to get back to this interview with Brent Musburger in a second, but before I want to talk to you guys about WordPress. Here at Part of My Take, we know that building something new, something that others connect with, is a lot easier when you have the right tools. That's why we're excited to have WordPress.com as a sponsor. We use WordPress.com every day. It's the online home of Barstool Sports, and let me tell you, whether you're looking to create a personal blog, a business site, or both, creating your website on WordPress.com helps others find you, remember you, and connect with you. Best of all, you don't need any experience. You don't need to hire someone. WordPress.com guides you through the entire process. They have hundreds of beautiful designs to choose from, and you're going to get built-in search engine optimization, social sharing, and every plan includes a free custom domain name. Get started today with 15% off any new plan purchase. Go to WordPress.com/PMT to create your website and find the plan that's right for you. That's WordPress.com/PMT for 15% off a brand new website. Now back to Brent Musburger.
All right, let's talk a little college football. It's time. So you guys, we're here in South Point Casino. VSiN, which you started last winter or so. You have a full
March
studio.
Madness.
It's unbelievable. We were here for March Madness. You guys are now doing programming from 7 a.m. Eastern throughout the entire day. Talking all gambling all the time, what everyone loves, college football, NFL, it's back. What is your number one when football comes back, like week one, college football and NFL tip for everyone who's trying to dive in? Because what I do is I always dive in full. I bet everything. I lose it all. What's your early season betting tip that I can maybe win some money this year?
Stay away from the big favorites.
Okay.
Either take the points or don't bet the game.
Right.
Okay? Let me give you an example. I had no idea what Stanford and Rice were going to do down in Australia. I don't know who's paying attention. Number opened at 38, went down to about 31. Rice not very good. Don't want to give that many points. Stay away from the game, okay? And Stanford crushed them.
Right.
I mean, they had it covered by the end of the first half, okay? Alabama is going to go about a 7 on Florida State. The Noles, pretty good. Pretty good football team. Quarterback coming back. You might want to take a flyer with the points on something like that.
Right.
Okay. Even though the Tide ranked number one in the country, probably going to get back to the playoffs. But take a long, hard look. Don't buy all the hype about the big favorites all the time.
Right. Okay. Right. So what's the Pac-12 team that's going to be the one that at the end of the day on Saturday, I've lost all my bets and I want to bet an over late night? Who am I putting my money on to score some points for me?
Arizona State.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that. I mean, that's
they
usually
play night games.
You know what bothers me though? Their coach, what's his name?
Graham.
Yeah. He bothers me that he uses that headset with the I don't know if he's got an ear problem or something and I'm being insensitive, but that bothers me. You know what I'm talking about. He's got the weird headset with the it's like a little skinny microphone that's in that comes out of his ear. It's like clear. Yeah. It bothers me.
Screw them. Go to Arizona.
I look at that like Brady Hoke. Brady Hoke never wore a headset. I was like, how can you coach without wearing a headset?
Well, we found out.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so I actually have a couple questions like that because I'm a big, like,
good.
Weird, you know, like mascots, weird stuff like that. Do you?
Sure.
Is there a fight song that you do you take into account the fight songs when you gamble?
Yes.
Okay, so what fight songs would you say are worth a few points? Because I do as well.
Michigan.
Yep.
Okay.
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Texas.
There's one you're forgetting that I always take into account.
That's the big
three. There's two, actually. Two more. USC and Oklahoma. When those two teams get going.
Boomer Sooner's pretty good
now. When Boomer Sooner gets going and it feels like they're going to score a billion points.
I'm very upset with USC.
Yeah. What?
Because I'm very upset.
Okay.
I mean, there's a move afoot to change the name of the horse from Traveler. Because Robert E. Lee's horse was named Traveler. Can't have that.
Wait, they are? Okay, that actually is good to know. That's gambling.
That's a scoop for you.
That is scoops.
That's
right
gambling
there.
Information
scoop
you can
City.
Use.
So I'm also the mindset that LSU's new mascot, their new Mike, have you seen this
have
new tiger?
Said, he's awesome.
He's a beautiful tiger. I think this tiger is going to be the good luck charm for LSU. I think they're finally going to realize how to run an offense down there, and it's only going to be because of their new mascot.
He's a beautiful
tiger. What's your gut feeling? This mascot, if you were to rank all the Mikes, would you put this guy at the top?
Mike might be at the very top with that first picture I was looking at last week. But, you know, my favorite mascot, is my guy Ugga.
Ugga's great.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Lived in Savannah for a while. Met the vet. Used to take Ugga up
to
the game.
You met Ugga's vet?
Yeah, well, he's also the owner.
Is he like
the
mayor of Savannah?
And Ugga's, listen, my favorite mascot of all time was Ugga. Auburn was throwing a touchdown pass into the end zone.
Yes.
And Ugga started jumping at the receiver.
Yes.
And they had to pull him back.
And when they bring out the ice for Ugga, and he just lays on the ice.
Oh, yeah. He gets
that's
in,
a, that's a
gets
good
in
fat
the house
boy move.
He's back
looks
on
great.
That.
He looks great.
I'm glad that you're into mascots.
Oh, that's big time. We're big time mascot that's guys. Good. What about
how about cheerleader?
What,
no, never.
What about jerseys? Oh, we talk cheerleaders.
Yeah, a little locker room talk.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
SEC cheerleaders.
SEC cheerleaders and Pac-12 cheerleaders.
Not bad.
What about the Golden Girls? Like the Golden Girls at LSU too.
Oh yeah, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
What about jerseys? Do you play into like I think like Oregon when they bring out? I'll have to like when I'm capping an Oregon
game.
I'm very
down.
I have to see
I'm very
jerseys.
Down on Oregon jerseys.
Yeah, well they
because
change them every day.
You
so
know why?
Yeah.
When you're a broadcaster, they blend the numbers sometimes.
Oh.
And you can't see them.
Okay.
And my eyes got old. So I'm down. No, I don't go for the. I like the traditional.
You like you
know?
The Penn State.
I like the
Alabama.
Buckeyes,
yeah.
Penn State.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the Gators, Alabama, roll damn
right.
Tide.
Right.
You know,
just some nice,
those are
just one color,
meaningful dialogue.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Okay,
that's for you younger.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, no, it's true. The damn millennials, they're on their phone all the time. They got to have new jerseys to keep their interest.
I mean, it is amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how much time folks spend looking at their cell phones.
Let's do some millennial bashing. We're cool with that. We're elder millennials.
I see old guys doing
it
now.
Yeah. I was actually in the the spa at the MGM Grand, and there was a guy who was in the jacuzzi who had his phone out. And then we went into the steam room, and he also brought his phone in there.
That's a wild move.
And I was like, this guy's going to take a picture of someone, but no, he was just texting.
The phone doesn't even, it shouldn't even work in a steam room.
I think he was Irish, so it's like, if you're
one of the highways.
They're used to like 150% humidity every day in Ireland, too. Exactly. So that's like, it's like a desert for
them. You guys are driving. And you see out of the corner of your eye in a car on either side of you, and you see a teenage girl driving, and you know she's texting, pull off the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Get off.
Yes, I agree with that. What about, so this year is actually a weird year because it's, well, not a weird year. It's an interesting year because it feels like the year where the Final Four is going to be the traditional powerhouses. If you had to pick a Final Four right now, it would probably be
Final Four?
Yeah, or so, college football. What are we calling
it? CFP?
What are we calling it?
CFP, BCS. FCS.
It is the Final Four.
1A.
It's a Final Four.
Final Four. Yeah, there's only one Final Four. Okay. They don't call it. They call it the playoff.
But it is. But it's USC. Florida State, Alabama, Ohio State. What is
your team
looking at that maybe is an outside dark horse shot to be in the football Final Four?
If the horse stays traveler, I'm picking USC.
Okay, I like that. What about?
Hey, what if it changes?
Yeah, what if it changes?
Who's
you
your
got
fourth
like
team?
A dark horse, a team that you maybe have so.
Oh, we don't say dark horse anymore.
Is that a dark enough horse? Yes, a lot of people are talking about Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy. Great mullet.
Oh yeah,
fantastic haircut.
Yes,
I'm a man.
I'm 40.
What about who do you like in the Heisman? Obviously, like people are talking about Darnold. That's the big buzz, but who else?
But
who else should we be looking at?
If they mess around with my horse.
We're not changing the
horse. I'm off him. Well, I won't vote. I got to vote. I will not vote for Darnold if they change the name of that horse.
Do you have a vote?
Oh, yeah.
What does the ballot look like for a Heisman trophy? Is it just a piece of paper?
You have a Heisman vote?
Yeah. What do you think? Right. We got around this racket. Okay.
Do you actually have to mail in the Heisman ballot, or do you do it online now?
You do it. Online now. They give you a code.
So you could hack it. People could hack
the Heisman.
Do you have an East Coast bias?
They have a cut. Well, now that I'm living in this time zone, no.
Right. So now the vote. Wow.
I got a West Coast bias.
This is huge. People need to start talking about the fact that there's a little gerrymandering going on.
Brent
Musburger is now on the West.
They move me.
He's
going to
see all the late games.
I'll see them all.
Okay.
In fact, you guys get back to me. Get back to me November early. And give me three dudes from the Pac-12 or the Mountain West. We maybe throw one of those in. Let's stack my ballot this year.
Okay.
You guys are in charge of that. Write it down.
Get back
to me in November, Brent. So, but remember, if they change the name of that horse, no Trojan.
What about the fact that they're not letting OJ on campus at USC? That's got to do some good mojo.
Is that also?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's good mojo.
Well, they took away his Heisman Trophy jersey that was up there with the rest of them. OJ.
Do you think OJ's going to give you a call when he gets out of jail?
I hope so.
Yeah? Come on the show to discuss?
I hope so.
Would you interview OJ?
Of course.
Okay, what would be the first question you'd ask him? Have you found the real killer yet?
Where's the knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what everybody wants to know.
It's true.
Dropped it in a garbage dump at O'Hare Airport.
You worked with him, but you weren't friends with him.
We were acquaintances.
Right.
I wouldn't say he was a buddy, but I certainly knew him and covered him a lot. He was a troubled soul, obviously, but did we know it? No.
Right.
No, he was a great athlete. It's a horrible story. And he winds up in jail in Nevada for a two-bit holdup.
Right. Which is some may say is karma.
Who was the comedian? Norm Macdonald. Remember him?
Yeah.
Remember him? So
did he die?
No.
Okay.
He was in here recently. He was in the show. Okay. You know, he used to do the news update.
Yeah.
Before Baldwin did his great impression of Trump, it was Norm Macdonald. Okay, so here comes the show the week after O.J. is found not guilty. And he comes up, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is now official. Murder is legal in the state of California.
He hates O.J.
Yeah.
He would shoehorn in like 6 or 7 O.J. jokes. Every weekend
still
update.
Is.
Here's something interesting. So we were going to have Evander Holyfield on the show. He backed out last minute.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be on about an hour ago. So
really?
We did a lot of prep for him.
We had
we
a lot
wrote
of
a
prep.
Bunch of questions. So we're just going to ask you the questions we were going to ask Evander Holyfield.
Yeah. We don't want to waste the questions.
Yeah, they're good questions.
Well, so. I haven't taken the stitches out of my ear.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There. Yeah. Well, go ahead. What was your first question for Evander?
The first question was going to be if your ear ever got infected from Mike Tyson's teeth.
Oh, it was brutal. Yeah. Especially the second time he nibbled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a question for Evander. I wonder if you can provide some insight on this. I read that Evander once had a faith healer. He was convinced the faith healer cured his heart because he had a heart ailment. And it turns out the faith healer was just pumping morphine into his heart. How embarrassing was that?
It's terrible because you can take bourbon and get the same effect.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly. That's heartburn with the bourbon. Do you have heartburn? Are you a heartburn guy?
No.
You don't?
You don't take Tums?
Really? How do you avoid? So give us the Brent Musburger tips to avoiding heartburn, because I get heartburn all the time. This is where the interview's going. You're a wise guy. You're a wise guy and a wise guy. Right. You're both wise guys. So do you have heartburn?
Eat well, sleep well, drink well.
Mm-hmm. Live in a casino?
All the time.
So what do you see your Saturdays being like during college football set? Like, on a given weekend, you're used to obviously like being at the games. This is going to be a new experience for you. Are you going to just come down and bet all day? What's your experience going to be like?
I'm a selective bettor, but I'll watch a lot of games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guys come in and ask me for a tip, and I'll tell them. Don't bet the Trojans if they change the name of that horse. Yeah.
So are you worried, though, because this is your first year that you're not going to be doing college football. Are you worried at all that you're going to be betting more just because you're going to have...
You know what I'm really worried about? I'll tell you two guys. You're my friends if you don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Keep this. Yeah, we'll
I'm
cut this.
I'm not going to get as many miles from Delta Airlines. I'm very concerned.
That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. But you could make it up by winning bets.
Exactly. So how I'm many- in the contest now.
Oh, you
I'm
are?
NFL
Super
contest. Yeah.
Do you know that we're in it? Our goldfish is in it.
Come on.
Our goldfish finished 55th out of 2,000 last year. Picked 60%.
Goldfish finished 50.
Our goldfish, Larry the Goldfish. We had a goldfish swim back and forth and pick five games every single week last year. Finished 55th out of 2,000. Just missed the money.
Let's book some action between VSIN 1.
Yes. We'll do it. Yeah. Larry versus Brett.
We got to get this. Is awesome.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize that.
You think you beat him?
Well, actually, so.
I am. Super confident.
I think you can do it, too, because Larry actually passed away back in February.
Yes.
So we're getting a new Larry. We don't know if he's as good at gambling as the original.
Let's go see if that new Tiger down there knows anything down in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, let's get Mike just doing all that. I can't get enough of him.
How many games are you going to gamble on every Saturday, though? For like what's a general Saturday?
I play in a league. Okay, I play in a league, and I've been in it for a long time, where you pick – 7 college games against the spread and 5 pro games against the spread. I've been in this.
How many times have you won it?
About 100. None. Zero.
Okay.
Zero.
You do. You statistically do.
I am.
Yeah.
But these same dudes wind up ahead of me. Right. I don't know. Maybe they hack this thing.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. So I'm in that league. My individual bets range from 1 to 3 to none.
Interesting.
Okay. In fact, if you want to pass along to anybody the best advice, be selective.
I know.
I'm speaking to you.
I know.
Dude.
I know.
Very
talking
easy to
you.
Say
that. I know. I bet every college game
yesterday. I know.
Yesterday.
I heard you. That's an invitation to lose all your money. Don't do it.
I know.
But when you see one, pound
it. You see it.
You
see it.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you
start doing that.
You actually live here, right? Right above the sports book?
Well, I actually moved to a condo, but I did live here for a while.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
When we first came
down. It was awesome. My wife made me move out.
Gosh. Damn.
Probably smart.
Damn women. They will never
they
let
interfere.
Us live in casinos.
I know.
Gosh.
Classic.
So ridiculous.
Can't live with them and can't live without them. What the
Man,
hell?
Man, she really's got you by the
yeah,
balls
yeah, yeah,
there.
Balls. Yeah. You can say balls.
I can say
that's
it. I was going to say
that's
something
it.
Else.
Okay.
Short and
curly.
You know. You know all right. So let's wrap this up. Give us your is your favorite NFL bet? Or let's actually say this. What team are you looking for that you're going to bet on early in the NFL season this year?
The Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
DeShone Kizer?
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No, you know why?
Why?
It has nothing to do with guys. No,
just because they're
gonna
get
a lot of points.
Yeah, right. They're an awful team.
I'm going to get double digit.
No one's going to be betting on them.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm going to take them.
You see, this is a problem. Is that you're smart with your gambling? You only bet a couple games. You always bet underdogs. But what's the fun in that? It's more fun to just bet every game and all the overs and lose it all.
Yeah, like
but when you load
lose
up,
is no fun.
But
you
when
get
you
it?
Load it, no. But that moment, it's that one moment when you bet the whole board, listen, all the overs. That one fleeting moment, like, the possibilities are endless.
I'm gonna close with this. Never forget this. Cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Yep. See, you're smart. For us, I think our favorite part of betting is when we make the bet.
Yeah, putting it in.
It feels good when you have that rush, right?
Yeah. And
your favorite part is actually getting the money out.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
We look at two different sides of the same coin here.
Theoretical winnings is what I like, where it's like, ooh, I just put in all my bets. What if I go 5-0?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We essentially pay you because you're better at gambling than we are, so that's our money. Would you like to thank us?
I may have a new job.
We're technically your boss.
Our bookmaker?
Because we pay you.
I want to be your bookmaker, okay? You guys call me every week.
Done.
Done. Okay.
Last question. Have you stolen any more cars recently? Have you stolen any more cars?
Oh, the one I stole down at Clemson. That always comes back. Have I stolen? No, because I've got Uber. I've got the app. I don't have to steal cars.
There you go.
I don't tip them. I steal their
tips. Get your
side
hustle on.
Download Uber. You can be a driver. All right, Brent Musburger. Uncle Brent, thank you so much.
Always. Uncle Brent,
good luck
up.
Against Larry this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a new Larry.
Okay.
And remember, no USC if they change the name of
that. Why don't we name Larry Traveler?
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but my facial hair has been looking pretty good recently, and that's because I use Harry's. Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades as well that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/take and just pay for shipping. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys, that's a lot of dudes, have switched to Harry's. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys, were fed up with buying overpriced razors, and they started Harry's to fix shaving. They brought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade making experience to ensure the highest quality. All products are backed by 100% quality guarantee. They're going to offer their blades at half the price of the leading 5-blade razor, selling directly to you over the internet. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set's going to get a razor. You're going to get 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a trial blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/take right now. That's harrys.com/take. And the interview is also brought to you by BetDSI. They've been in business for over 20 years, paying winners. It's NFL season. It's college football season. Wet that beak. They're A-plus rated on most sportsbook review sites. You can use your knowledge to make some extra cash, and they offer odds on everything, not just football. They also do live betting on other sports. You can bet on reality TV, politics, you name it. Use promo code TAKE25 and get $25 free wager just for registering. And if you decide to deposit, you're going to get a 200% bonus match on your money. I play there myself and recommend BetDSI. Go there, BetDSI.com. Use promo code TAKE25.
All right, let's do some segments. First up, we have a Fun Police.
Bad boys, having too much fun, having too much fun, and no work gets done.
So this goes to Brett Gardner, who they had a – baseball is fun again. I don't know if you got the memo. Baseball is trying to be fun. Mm-hmm. They did nicknames, and the Players Weekend is what it was called.
It was Wacky Name Day.
It was – the jerseys were weird. I kept on thinking it was Little League World Series.
Some were good. Like, I like the Orioles, the one that looked like it was a hunting cap, basically.
Rangers look good. Cubs look good.
Natties look good.
Yep. But, like, the Cubs Mets and the Orioles, they were, like, wearing hunting orange.
Yeah, the Blue Jays looked awful. The Royals Mariners looked pretty bad.
Yeah,
the,
and this is bad. Really bad radio because we're just ranking. Uh-huh. This is how hungover we are, by the way, because we just were about to go on and on just listing those, teams. Thinking that we were actually being, like, compelling here and giving, like, great podcast fun.
My name on the back, if you gave me, like, Fun Players Weekend, would just say see name on front. Because that's the only part of the jersey that matters.
So you're Brett Gardner, because when they tried to
give his nickname. He said, I'm more of an old school guy, so I'm not a big fan of it. I tried to go no name at all and keep it original, but they made me put something. I figured never had my name on the back of my jersey before, so instead of putting a freaking nickname, I put my name on there.
God.
That apparently is not allowed.
So he just wanted to get rid of his name entirely.
Yeah, and he was probably pissed that he didn't have pinstripes.
Yeah, that's erasure.
Yeah.
He was trying to erase his own culture.
Jesus Christ.
You know what actually mine would say? It would be like that the bumper sticker that you see on a Jeep. I would just say, if you can read this, flip me over.
Yeah. If you can read this, it's too late. I'd try to steal every base.
Yeah.
And get caught stealing because I'm slow as fuck. All right. Next up, we have a Respect the Biz. This is for Jerry Coleman. He's a writer for Sports W. Coleman.
Sports W. Coleman is a hell of a name, by the way.
You know he's there for sports and sports only.
Sports come first in
his
life.
Yes.
By the
way, his name.
If you have the word sports in your Twitter handle, you should absolutely be allowed to be told to stick to sports when you don't stick to sports.
Mm-hmm. I do. I think. I have sports in my handle.
Yeah, you do.
Personal sports.
Stick to sports, big guy.
But either way, he was pissed because the Ravens parked him not that far. It was probably like, I don't know,
about 100 yards.
I'm not good at judging distance, as everyone knows. I don't know, like 300 yards, I'd say.
I'd say less than 300 yards.
So he said, shout out Ravens. Thanks for the terrific parking. Different area. Hashtag different area code.
By the way, if you check that hashtag, it's popping.
Is
that
it?
Hashtag different area code.
Oh, because hoes?
Because hoes.
In different area codes?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think Sports W. Coleman knows that song.
I kind of, I sympathize with him because I don't like walking into places if I'm already there.
Right.
But on the other hand, like, at least do me the favor of making the stadium look like it's far away.
Right.
How come when you take a picture at like an OTA, it looks like you're 5 miles away?
Yes.
But when you took a picture of a stadium, which is the biggest thing in the world,
mm-hmm.
it looks like you're super
size
close.
Size matters. I have a problem with this because Sports W. Coleman, he needs to be – this is more time that it takes for him to walk to the press box, and he could be using that time to complain about, you know – the food not being hot enough,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they don't have, or maybe someone was clapping. Maybe someone was clapping in the press box while he was walking. We will never know.
That's right. This is just a distraction from the real issues that journalists are facing.
Yeah.
That's why I think this guy is a false flag in general.
Poor Sports W. Coleman.
By the way, yeah, Sports W. Coleman. That is a name that like a cop trying to pose as a journalist would use.
Yeah, he would be the guy who's like walking around with cargo shorts and mm-hmm. like a Grateful Dead T-shirt in the fish lot, being
right.
like, I need some Molly. Sports W. Coleman here. Yeah,
anyone hey guys, got one of those joints? Do you also like sports?
Yeah, but you know what, Sports W. Coleman. Here, we're gonna make you even feel worse about this because we're actually doing a legit thoughts and prayers right now. This mm-hmm. is actually get serious. Houston, our friends in Houston and Texas. We have a ton of award-winning listeners down there.
Yep.
They obviously got hit by some really bad weather and flooding and a hurricane this weekend. So please do whatever you can to help. You have a couple links, right?
I do, yeah. So if you're looking to donate, if you're in a position where you can do that, some good charities include the Texas Diaper Bank. I actually really like this a lot.
Okay.
So they just want a shitload of diapers because those babies, they got to go somewhere.
Yes.
So if you want to donate to them, TexasDiaperBank.org.
Okay, what about one that could help everyone?
One that could help everyone would be, I mean, you can go with portlight.org.
Okay, there's a GoFundMe too. There's a GoFundMe for Hurricane Harvey and then Red Cross, right?
Red Cross is good too, yeah.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to put the links into the synopsis of the show. So click on those and help and donate any amount that you can. I think there's also you can text a number, so it's super easy.
You can text the Red Cross,
yeah.
Give automatically
so we'll put that in
I
the
think.
Synopsis. So read that synopsis, unsubscribe, resubscribe, 5 stars, and then donate.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you donate, you're then allowed to tweet a screenshot of you donating.
Yes.
So everybody gets to know how
good Let everyone
are.
Else know. All right, next up we have, this is the debut of a new segment.
Debut.
It's called Drunk Reporters.
I was thinking about this. I like DWI Witness News.
Okay, but the only reason I like Drunk Reporters is I was thinking like we're like Jeremy Schapp and like all sports reporters on Sunday morning.
Except drunk.
And running around and putting cameras like in people's faces.
So yeah, we had exclusive interviews with Paul George
and
twice, I think.
Yeah, well, no, Paul George wasn't good. I don't think Paul George is good enough for this show. Make sure you follow
good.
Part of my take to see our Paul George interview. But Draymond Green.
I like how you're drawing some imaginary lines.
Well,
because
we
one
didn't
of these
really.
Wasn't good enough.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't our best Drunk Reporters work. Draymond Green, though, was fantastic, and so was Reggie Miller. Mm. Basically, the premise is, go to Part of My Take, and you can see them, but the premise is whenever we get a little too drunk, our lizard brains take over, and we go to straight, like, rogue guerrilla journalism, where if we see a famous person, we just flip out our phone and just start screaming questions at them.
Right. Basically, if you gave Tom Green an ESPN show, that's pretty much what we were doing.
We're just yelling stuff.
Being real assholes. Like,
welcome to Part of My Take. Welcome to Part of My Take. So, here is the debut of Drunk Reporters. We'll go Reggie Miller first.
DWI witnesses.
Draymond Green second.
Hey, Reggie, it's the guys from Part of My Take. Reggie.
Hey, man, when you lost to Michael Jordan.
Reggie, it's the guys from Part of My Take. Hey, Reggie, it's the guys from Part of My Take.
And the other time you lost to Michael Jordan.
Reggie, it's the guys from Part of My Take. Okay, great interview.
Hey, Draymond, welcome to Part of My Take.
Hey, Draymond, welcome to Part of My Take.
Hey, welcome to Part of My Take.
Hey, welcome to Part of My Take.
Glad to have you on, man. Hey, Draymond, what do you think about LeBron this year?
Thanks for coming on.
Where do you think LeBron's going to go this year? Hey. You still mad at him?
Hey, what's up with Kyrie Irving?
Hey, Steve Kerr's back, okay? All right, okay, see ya.
Great interview. See ya.
The best was when we interviewed Draymond Green outside the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I was trying to tweet it, and I spent, I think, like 5 minutes asking you if there was an extra E on the end of Draymond Green's name, and you're like, I don't know. And we just stood there, like, paralyzed by our own drunkenness.
Yeah. So, sick brag that you drank, Big Cat.
Hey, shout out to that guy who told us that the beer sales were ending at 8:30, and shout out to us for thinking that was true.
Yeah, that's entrapment. Not our fault. We were overserved.
Good point. All right. Next up, we have Spin Zone. This is for Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler was not named starter for the Browns. Mm-hmm. Wow. Who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, so no one.
Yeah. DeShone Kizer is the Browns starter. You have a Spin Zone for Brock?
I do have I've got a big Spin Zone for him. This is actually, I believe in this. His name is not going to be on that Browns jersey that has the list of every single quarterback that they've had for like the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. Because once your name goes up there, it's up there forever.
Immortalized.
And it's embarrassing. And Osweiler would be like the perfect punchline on that thing.
Well, there's been a lot of punchlines. I feel like that's been said a million times. Like, wow, wouldn't it be funny if we put Brian Hoyer up there or Josh McCown? Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be hilarious.
It's seriously like the Vietnam Wall for NFL players.
Yes.
No disrespect to the troops.
I have a Brock Osweiler Spin Zone. At least he doesn't have a tattoo that's grammatically incorrect. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Shit. Fuck. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
No offense to you, Hank.
We were just watching a clip before we started the show. The Cleveland Browns reporter who asked Brock Osweiler if he thinks that he could be a starter for the Browns. He said, yeah, the tape shows it. And the guy was like, No, what tape are you talking about? Yeah. And it just shut Brock up.
Reporters, like a lot of people would say that your tape from last year proves that you should.
Is this some kind of what's the guy who does the Inception movies and Memento?
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, is this like a Christopher Nolan movie where there's like a different space and time where Brock Osweiler is a good quarterback? Because everyone seems to be talking about Brock Osweiler being like, check the tape.
Like he was promising
watch the tape
at some point.
There's like an alternate reality where Brock Osweiler is actually good, and maybe only Brock Osweiler and like Bill O'Brien and John Elway have like access to that reality.
That
and it's just going to be the most fucked up movie we've ever seen.
I hope not. I would never go see that.
It's the moon that the years are like 10 to 1. That's Brock Osweiler. He's just fucking killing it there.
We're getting so far out.
I'm fucking drunk. Okay, that's our show. Thanks. See you guys.
We love you guys.
Welcome back. Bonus episode. No, not episode. Bonus segment for Part of My Take. We've been promising this.
We're going to call this the secret segment. So if you made it this far, then you're actually like a secretly high-level award-winning
yeah,
blister.
Don't, but don't talk about it. Yeah. Yeah. Don't first rule about being
pot
a secret.
Pot in my take.
Yeah, pot in my take. So we've been promising this.
Pot in my bake.
We said that if we'd go to, if we ever went to a state where it was legal to smoke marijuana, we would do a little alleged high episode.
Allegedly smoked
yeah, we
drugs.
Didn't. Hey, yeah. we didn't. No, we're not saying we did anything.
I think we said we were allegedly high.
Right. So we are in Nevada, and it is legal to mm-hmm. smoke marijuana in Nevada. Not that we did.
No.
But so we went to
but
the dispensary.
But it would have been totally fine if we had.
If we went to the dispensary to just take a look. We saw my favorite part about going to that dispensary, and I've been to one in Oregon as well. Is they all act like they're doctors. Mm-hmm. Like they're like I was like, what's that Tahoe alien? And the woman was like, oh, are you having trouble sleeping? I was like, yeah. I don't see like what are your symptoms? I was like, I don't know. Like, isn't that just weed? Like it'll just get you high.
My symptom is I wish I was high.
What did he say to you? What did he say to you about the Tahoe alien?
Well, he was just talking about, they were talking about these different chews or gummies or whatever. And they're like, so this is made of like, it's a 75% sativa, which is a really clean high. Oh, okay. It's a really good body high. This is like what you would take if you wanted to start painting some art or something.
Yeah. Or sitting on a couch and watching a movie.
Yeah. I was checking out, and he goes, oh, this is actually really good stuff because I smoked it last night. I know personally. I just watched Netflix and hung out on my couch. I was
so,
like, okay.
So it's like every other weed out there. Yeah. Oh, so you just got super lazy and ate.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so we're going to do Mount Rushmore, secret bonus Mount Rushmore of things you like to eat, munchies, things you like to eat when you're allegedly high in Nevada or any other states that have legalized marijuana
hypothetically,
rules.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Yes.
Hank, go first.
Okay, you go first. Well, let's go snake draft.
My number one would probably be steak and cheese.
Oh, okay, nice. That's a good one. Right? That's a good one. Okay, okay. I'm going to go Pringles.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. That's not because they're sitting right next to me right now. I just realized
it was just the last thing that you looked at.
Yeah, okay.
My first one's going to be, chips and dip.
Ooh, what kind of dip?
Maybe like a Doritos chip.
Yeah.
Maybe like Cool Ranch Doritos chip. Yeah. Maybe some Tostitos salsa.
You go Cool Ranch in the Tostitos salsa?
Yeah. What, you got a problem with that?
You don't do that.
I've done it. I've been known to do it from
time
to time.
That's gross.
Embrace debate. I think it's actually good.
Hank.
That's you.
No,
we're going snake, Hank.
Oh, yeah, we're doing snake, so you got another pick.
Oh, yeah. my second pick is going to be...
We just got fucking stuck in the snake track.
Help. I'm going to go with buffalo wings.
So your favorite food?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes those things, they carries over.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go with... It's a good thing we didn't smoke. Yeah. Butterfingers.
I'm going to go with slices of cheese.
All
right. And I take the slice and then I fold it up into four mini slices.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you take one cheese and like really make it into a nice snack.
Or like a little string cheese.
Yep.
And just go slow.
I like that.
Sometimes I like eat the string cheese the opposite way.
Do you ever bite it like a savage?
No, don't do it.
You do not. I like to go string cheese and I give a little to Stella and then I take a little and we go back and forth.
I also like carrots.
Ooh.
But like, you know,
health.
Carrots when you can eat in the middle, kinda like the string cheese thing, but you can like eat out the middle of the carrot.
Eat the core.
Yeah.
That's when you smoke that sativa. Like, that 70%
dig in,
purple kush.
You just dive bomb a carrot and you take the core out and you just eat the core. Did I hear you right?
What's
with you and like and
eat around
phallic
the
foods.
So the core is perfect.
What's with so string cheese and carrots at your phallic foods that
I
you're
just
doing
cheese
weird
you,
shit.
You brought up string
cheese. Oh yeah,
cheese.
True. Good point. All right, this is my pick.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with water.
awful choice.
No, that's a good pick. No. I really need some water right now.
You got to bring some more flavor to the table.
Cottonmouth.
So maybe a Gatorade?
Yeah, give me okay. Gatorade every time. For mine, I'm going to go... I can't think of any foods.
What are you hungry for right now?
Pizza. Okay. Give me a fucking pizza.
What's your next pick?
I gotta go again.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go pizza and give me an Italian sandwich.
Ooh, hot peppers.
A little gabagool.
Yeah. A little cup of cool. Gabagool. Mooch. All right, my last one. I'm going to go frozen yogurt. That whole, like, when you go to the frozen yogurt bar and you get everything.
Yeah, it's actually not so much. It's just candy. The frozen yogurt. It's the stuff you put on top of it.
My picks are candy, Pringles, and water.
Yeah, I'm probably going to end it with Reese's. Just the goat, the all-time.
Good call. Yeah. All right. I don't think we're ever going to do this again, but we promised we would do it. And we did it, allegedly.
No, we may have done it.
We may have done it, but we appreciate everyone listening to the special bonus part of my take. And good news is we're going to be back in New York. We're flying back, so we will no longer be total idiots and try to list jerseys that none of you can see.
It was like the Bill Simmons podcast where he just read the entire schedule for the Falcons.
Yeah, back and forth, being like, this is great radio. We're sure they're good. Yeah, so we'll be back regular, as always, on Wednesday.
Love you guys. Yes, I get the gist of it, but it's all just